朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
想到我们一个礼拜就这么一次能够在主日跟众圣徒来到神的家中敬拜神。
We think of that we can only have one time per week that gather together to worship him this way.
我就巴不得所有的弟兄姊妹都很看重这段时间。
How I wish that every single brother and sister we would value this time.
施洗约翰的父亲排队排了那么久，终于有一天他可以进去尽他祭司的职分。
John the Baptist, his dad, he need to wait quite a while until it's his turn to go into to minister to the Lord.
当他在神面前的时候，神向他显现，对他说话，赐给了他一个孩子。
When he stood before the Lord spoke to him and gave a promised son to him.
他们要那样子的等候那个机会啊。
They need to wait so long for the opportunity to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们一整个礼拜在世界打滚。
Brother and sister, we wander around in this world for the whole week.
我巴不得碰到主日的时候，我们里面有一个说不出来的喜乐。
I wish that when we finally Sunday, the Lord's day, we will be filled with joy.
人对我们说往教会去，我们的心就欢喜。
When we hear people say, let's go to the house of God, we rejoice.
西安的百姓都等候着要来赞美你。
The people of Zion waited, awaits, praises awaits for him.
我就刚才就巴不得主日的时候，大家争先恐后的想在主日把赞美来献给神，这是我们祭司的职分。
I pray that every single one who is here, we couldn't wait to offer unto him the praises. That is what we ought to do.
我们感谢主，昨天我们有一个很好的同工退休会。
We thank the Lord yesterday, we have a very good co-worker retreat.
一点不要以为是 retired 的退休，我们昨天忙得很哈。
Don't think it's a retired type of retreat. We were quite busy yesterday.
我们从早上到下午快六点。敬拜团队留到快八点。
From the early morning until the evening, the worship team actually practiced until 8 p.m.
但是我们思想了一个很重要的题目。
We were trying to ponder upon this very important theme.
这是我们今年的主题。
That is our annual theme for this year.
我跟弟兄姊妹保证，这个题目如果真进到我们的心里面，真进到我们的信心里面去了。
I can promise you, if this theme truly enter into our hearts,
我们整个信仰生活要有一个戏剧性的转变哈。
We will have a very drastic turning in our faith.
因为我昨天跟弟兄姊妹交通过了，我很惭愧的说，已经受尽今年五十周年。
Yesterday I shared with some brothers and sisters, shamefully I would say I have been baptized for 50 years.
那个不是骄傲，对我是个羞愧。
To me, it's not something to be boastful, but it's a shame.
信主了五十年还这副德行。
After 50 years following the Lord, I'm still what I am today.
五十年基督徒的经历，我个人身上，我眼睛所看到，我所在的不同的聚会、不同的教会里面。
What I have witnessed, various churches, and I'm in my own life.
我发现我们身上一个症结啊
！I found out there's this one key.
我们信神，我们相信有神，我们却不把神当作神来荣耀他。
Yes, we believe God. We believe there is a God, but however, we do not let Him be God.
真相信神不会坐在底下聊天讲话的，在聚会的时候。
If you truly believe He is God, you will not just chit-chat there.
真相信神的时候，我们唱诗不会这个样子的。
If you truly believe He is God, you will not sing to Him this way.
我们今天唱诗已经太好了。
This morning we have a wonderful worship.
刚才我们在唱说这个我不会疲倦不唱这首旧诗章，对不对？
Earlier we were singing, we were never weary to sing this old song.
神的儿女有权利可以大喊并大唱。
All the children of the Lord, we have the right to shout and sing.
我就很好奇地回头看了一下弟兄。
And out of curiosity, I turned.
这样子。
Some of you, you were
还有人一面唱一面东张西望的。
And some was like looking around.
弟兄姊妹，其实，在我们的生活里面，
brother and sister in our lives.
我不是说我们不爱主，这个跟爱主不爱主不是直接关系。
I'm not saying that we do not love the Lord. It doesn't directly relate to that.
我们也都相信主，也自称是基督徒。
Yes, we call ourselves Christians. We believe God.
但是太多的地方。
Yet there are so many areas.
太多的时候。
So often.
我们没有把神当作神来侍奉他。
We do not glorify God as God. We do not serve God as He is God.
等一下我会再回头来带到这个点上，这个点太重要了。
I will go back to this point later on because it's so important.
这次的主题叫做归耶和华为圣。
Our annual theme is holiness unto the Lord.
我没有时间问你们了哈，你们看到这个题目第一个的感觉是什么？
I don't have time to ask you, but what comes to your mind when you see this theme?
不是光今天的题目啊，是2018年整年的题目。
It's not just for today, it's for a whole year. That is our annual theme.
觉得想换一个教会的请举手。
How many of you seeing this theme that you say, hey, I better go to another church?
有没有搞错啊？在今天还在讲这样子的题目。
Hey, what's wrong with you? Even today, you still talk about such a topic?
我充满了压力，我充满了痛苦，我生活充满了难处。你跟我讲这个题目。
My lives are full of pressure, sufferings, different challenges, and you want to talk about this topic?
为什么不讲神的爱？为什么不讲信心的信息？为什么不讲安慰的信息？
Why don't you talk more about the love of God, the faith, and more easier topic?
所以仇敌已经在我们里面，在我们的观念里面树立了一个东西，就觉得这是。这是跟我无关的事情，太远的事情。
You see how far the enemy has dragged us. That when we look at this theme, we feel like this is so foreign.
这个题目跟要常常喜乐，应当一无挂虑，差太远了，太抽象了。
It's so far off. I'd rather hear something like rejoice always, give thanks for in everything.
抽象到一个地步，我们今年的主题。Poster 到现在还 design 不出来。
It was so foreign to a point that even today we haven't finished our poster.
我们改了又改，改了又改，改了又改。我今天早上看到最新版，好太多了。
So we have revised it again and again and again. This morning I saw the latest version, and it's so much better.
真的不容易，真的不容易。
It's very difficult, very challenging.
你告诉我归耶和华为圣，你会怎么画？
How would you draw a picture depicting holiness unto the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的错觉，觉得这个严肃，这个信息太严肃了，太严肃了。
We mistakenly think, oh, this is such a serious topic.
我们觉得这个信息太抽象了。
Oh, this message is too abstract.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我去祷告的时候，当我去预备的时候
，Yeah, brother and sister, when I go before the Lord, seek after Him.
我发现不光那些现代近前的这些神的仆人，像 John Piper 这些神的。
I found that in the modern days, some preacher like, for example, John Piper.
几十年前像陶树弟兄，我再更早一点像穆安德烈弟兄。
And decades ago, like a Tozer, or even earlier, Andrew Murray.
再更早一点像保罗弟兄。
And even trace back to Brother Paul.
他们的信息里面几乎都直接的、间接的告诉我们一件事情。
In their messages, you discover they spoke directly one thing.
这种圣洁，这种归耶和华、归神的这种圣别的生活，是基督徒喜乐平安的秘诀。
The secret for a Christian to have joy and peace is to live that holy life.
他们甚至明地说
，They made it so plain.
没有一个在主面前过圣别生活的人，他是一个不喜乐的人。
No one who live a consecrated or sanctified life before the Lord lacks joy.
一个过圣洁生活的人，他绝对是充满平安喜乐的人。
Whoever lives this lifestyle, they will be filled with joy and peace.
所以很多的时候，我们追求平安，追求喜乐，追求满足，追求价值，追求能力。
So a lot of time we seek after peace, joy, our value, seek after power.
哪里晓得这些东西都跟圣洁紧紧地绑在一起。
Without realizing all these things are tied to holiness.
所以当我们讲到圣洁的时候。
So when we talk about holiness.
我们第二个稍微不够正确的观念。
Maybe this is not so accurate a description.
我们只把它狭窄地用于道德上完全不能有瑕疵的。
We may look at that as like no fault at all morally.
我们不能说他绝对的错。圣经上的确要求神的儿女们要过圣洁的生活。
I cannot say that thought is wrong. Indeed, in the scripture, the Bible does teach us to live a holy, a blameless life.
但是没有一个人有圣洁。
But no one have this kind of holiness.
我昨天说过的圣洁绝对不是人可以塑造的品格。
I shared yesterday, it's not something we can shape, that holiness.
你如果在全天下任何一个学校、修道院、苦行僧的学院，能够告诉我说培养出圣洁的性格、品性，你来找我，绝对找不到。
You can search around the world, every school, seminary, wherever. If you can tell me where can they shape or develop this holiness?
如果有的话，圣经是假的，耶稣不需要上十字架。
If you can find one, the Bible is wrong. Jesus did not have to go to the cross.
你说人可以培养出勤劳，可以培养出节俭，可以培养出负责。这个我相信。
Yes, I believe we can nurture our kids to be diligent, to be responsible. Yes, I believe that.
没有一个人会有圣洁。
But no one can have by nature that holiness.
那么神为什么要要求说我是圣洁的，所以你们要圣洁
？But why did God say that be holy? Because I.Am holy.
甚至圣经上说人非圣洁不能见神的面。
Even God says without holiness, no one can see God.
所以弟兄姊妹读圣经我们一定要完整的来读，不然我们就被仇敌欺骗，被良心控告。
So when we read this book, we need to read it as a whole, otherwise we're so easily deceived or condemned by our conscience.
利未记不仅仅告诉我们说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In the Leviticus, it doesn't only say that, be holy because I'm holy.
那边甚至神也告诉我们我是叫你们圣洁的神。
And there God also says, I am the one who sanctify you.
不光是你要圣洁，而且是我能够使你圣洁。
Not only I want you to be holy, and I can make you holy.
所以到了新约，我们就完全知道了，只有在耶稣基督里面有圣洁。
So in the New Testament, we see the light that only in Christ Jesus we can have that holiness.
所以哥林多前书一章三十节，神使我们在基督里，他又使他成为我们的智慧。公义、圣洁、救赎。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, there says that God has made him, our Lord Jesus, our wisdom, our sanctification, our righteousness, our redemption.
换句话说，在基督耶稣的宝血救赎的里面，我们被因信称义了，我们都得到了圣洁的生命和地位。
In another word, in his redemptive work,by his blood, we all have received the life of holiness. We are justified.
而我们今天跟基督的关系是正常的时候。
And while we maintain that normal relationship with our Lord Jesus,
当我们谦卑地接受依靠这一位耶稣基督的生命做生命，圣洁是自然的结果。
When we really humble ourselves and wholly depend upon that holy life of Jesus in us, then life of holiness is the most natural thing.
那我要讲到圣经上讲到圣洁的时候，它有两个很重要的意义。
But I want to talk about two very important meaning we found in the scripture.
一个的确是讲到性质，我们是需要有耶稣基督的生命性情，洁净的生命。
One talks about the divine nature. Indeed, we need to have that divine nature, the holy nature of God through Christ Jesus.
但是另外一方面，讲到圣洁的时候，他特别讲到 set apart, 讲到分别。
But on the other hand, it talks about being set apart, a life of consecration.
让我归给神，特特的归给神为圣。
So holy and only unto the Lord, set apart for Him.
所以讲到圣洁，一个讲性质的问题，一个讲 ownership, 讲主权的问题。
So one part talks about the nature, the other part talks about the ownership.
我们得到耶稣基督的生命，得到了圣洁的生命和性情。
Yes, we receive the life of holiness from Jesus Christ.
同样的，当我归给耶和华的时候，我就因着归耶和华，我成为圣。
And on the other hand, when we consecrate ourselves, we are holy. We are set apart.
所以原来是一个东西，当它被献在祭坛上的时候，它就归耶和华为圣。
There's this article, when it's offered on the altar, that thing was set apart unto the Lord.
原来有几百个、几千只羊的。
There are thousands of sheep.
当我们挑出来这一个 无瑕疵的，我们带到神的祭坛面前，归给的神，这只羊就因着献给的神被分别为圣，归给神。
But you pick one without blemish, bring to the house of God, offer it on the altar. That particular sheep has become a consecrated, a sanctified, a holy one.
我们这个人是生来没有圣洁的，是污秽的罪人。
We are born by nature without holiness.
我们被神召出来以后，被神分别了，我们被称为圣徒。
Yet we are called by God, being set apart. God, the scripture called us saints.
你看保罗写信给各地教会的时候，都称各地教会的圣徒，连哥林多教会他都叫他圣徒。
That's how Paul addressed the churches, all the saints, saints, even the saints in Corinthians, he says saints.
虽然他们活得乱七八糟的。
Even though their life is so messed up.
但是在基督里，保罗称他们为圣徒。
But in Christ, Paul looked at them as saints.
因为他们被神从世界里分别出来，召出来是属神的人。
Because they were a group of people called by God, set apart by God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第二个是讲到主权的问题。
So it talks about the ownership.
我是归给神，所以我因着归给神，我被分别为圣。
I belong to Him, so I'm set apart, I'm consecrated.
所以在旧约的这个圣经里面，归耶和华为圣，曾经三次用特大号的字出现在中文版的圣经，我不知道英文版是什么哈。
In the Old Testament, three times we see this phrase, "Holiness unto the Lord."
两次是 两次是出现在出埃及记大祭司冠冕上的金牌。
Two times you see the great high priest, the plague there, they have this holiness unto the Lord.
那个不是韩文哈，那是希伯来文。
That's Hebrews.
我相信你们应该是找的是对的哈，归耶和华为圣。
Holiness unto the Lord.
那时候以色列百姓家只有一个大祭司亚伦。
Back then, there's only one great high priest.
所有的百姓中间只有一个人被神特别归出来做大祭司。
There's one man set apart being the high priest.
非常尊贵。
Very honorable.
在他的冠冕上，这是他尊贵中的尊贵哈。
In his in his crown, that speaks of the honor.
上面有一个纯金做的牌子，上面刻着“归耶和华”。
And it's inscribed that holiness unto the Lord.
换句话说，在这里提醒神的百姓，在这里提醒特别侍立在神面前侍奉神的人。
It serves as a reminder to all who minister unto the Lord, who serve Him.
我们是属神的人，
yes,
我们在神面前要归他为圣。
We belong to the Lord. We ought to be set apart for Him.
而到了撒迦利亚书十四章，另外一次出现那个大字归耶和华为圣。
And we found another place in Zechariah 14. There also this phrase appeared.
那是当神家复兴、国度复兴的时候，连马的铃铛上。这么平凡的牲畜和细小的东西上都刻着归耶和华为圣。
When the house of God is revived, when we see the work of God there, we see that even the horse, the bell there, is inscribed holiness unto the Lord, the very insignificant place.
从前只有尊贵的大祭司。
In the past, only the honorable great high priest.
现在连牲畜身上。
But now, even an animal.
从前是金金的牌子，现在连铃铛上都刻着归耶和华为圣。
In the past, it's a gold plate, but now even a bell hang on the an animal.
弟兄姊妹，今天是新约时代。
This is the New Testament time today, Lord.
你知道我们的正业是什么吗？
Do you know where is 我们的？
好，先不要这样子问好了。钱平，你是做什么的？
钱平 ，What do you do？ 啊？
做研究的，很好，好。
Brother Chen doing research. That's his career.
David Rossman， 你做什么
？How about Dave？
Engineering。
Engineering.
人存呢
？What about brother Nan？
在哪里？不见了哈。哦，在那里。做什么的
？What is your occupation？
Parkinson.
Parkinson.
Parkinson 所以你们，你看你们听我道听的这么久了，都上了我的当了哈。真正是圣经的话，问你干嘛？你应该说我是军尊的祭司。
When I ask you this question, you should reply, "I am the royal priest."
那是我们的正业。
That is our true occupation or our true career.
doctor, engineering, research, 护士、家庭主妇，没事干都是副业。
You are doctor, engineer, you are researcher, you are homemaker, whatever. But that's all your side job.
如果我们真认识圣经是在神的观念里面的话，我们的正业是君尊的祭司。
If you truly know God's heart through this book, we know our true occupation is being a priest of God.
它不是一个小庙里面的祭司。
It's not like you go to some a foreign country, a small temple. Yes, there's an idol there.
圣经上用 royal 这个字，皇家的祭司。
The Bible says royal.
讲到我们是万王之王他面前的祭司。
We are the priest before the King of Kings.
弟兄姊妹，我请你原谅我的贫穷和有限，我讲不出这个味道来。
Brian says, bear with me, I cannot fully express the meaning.
你是君尊的祭司，你自己说。
You are the royal priesthood.
对，你隔壁说，你知道吗？我是万王之王的君尊的祭司。
Why don't you say to your neighbor, do you not know I am the royal priest of the King of Kings?
看你们的表情就知道是假的。
When I see your face, I know you just fake that.
重说一遍好不好？
Say it one more time with faith.
带着信心。
My faith.
要用信心以所听见的道调和。
You need to have the faith mixed with the word you heard.
所以我告诉你，你真认识这个的话，你出去 interview 你不会紧张的睡不着觉的。
If you truly understand this, when you go look for a job interview, you won't be so nervous.
你会讲说，谁害我是你的福气。
You will tell to the interviewer, if you hire me, it's your blessing.
我是讲真的。
I tell you the truth.
虽然我的天然才干，我 job skill 不见得比得上别人，但是我来决定给你公司带来祝福。
I may not be as competitive, my skill may not be as good, but if I am here, I will bring blessing to your company.
我是可以自由，不止自由进出白宫，白宫算什么？
I don't have a free pass go into White House in and out. What is White House anyway?
我是可以自由进出天庭的人，知道吗？
But I have the pass go into.The holy of the holiest.
当然你不能这样跟你的老板讲哈。
Of course you won't say that to your interviewer.
但是你里面要有这个尊贵啊。
But you need to understand your position.
所以但以理才能够在尼布甲尼撒把他吃的饭喝的酒要给他的时候，但以理不仅仅不吃，他说我不容王的膳玩的酒来玷污我。
That's the reason why Daniel, when he was offered the food, the wine from Babylon, then he has the boldness to say, I won't allow anything like that to defile me.
因为在但以理身上最特别的一个点就是他对他所信的神是第一手的，是真实的。
The thing that stands out in Daniel is he knew his God. He has the first-hand experience and faith to know who his God is.
让他能够那么勇敢的在俘虏他的君王面前，真正掌权的其实是他。
So he had that boldness even before the one who captured him.
我虽然是你的俘虏。
He said,
但是我在替至高者掌权啊。
Indeed, I am captured by you, but I am the priest of the Most High God. I reign on behalf of my God.
所以但以理书第五章讲到伯沙撒王在那里放肆哈，请了1000个臣仆在那里开 party。
So in chapter 5, there, this king of Babylon, he had a party. He invited like 1,000 rulers.
他兴奋得意忘形，把神圣殿里拿来的金器银器用来饮酒作乐。
And he was so boastful of himself. He commanded those vessels which they captured from Jerusalem. Say, hey, let's just use that to drink.
一个指头出现在墙壁上，啪啪啪写字。
A finger appeared on the wall, writing something.
这个王原来放肆。猖狂成那个样子的帝国之主。
So this king who was so prideful of himself,
圣经上告诉我们，他吓得马上脸色变了。
The Bible says he was so scared, his face just changed.
他那个腰骨都脱节，那个叫做瘫了。
And then as if his bones got loosed.
两个膝盖这样抖来抖去的。
And his knees shook.
他知道神，审判的神在墙壁上写字，只是他不知道什么。
He was aware that the Almighty God was writing something on the wall, even though he didn't know what he wrote.
他用最高的奖赏，全国第三位的这个高位，因为他的爸爸还在，所以是第三位。
And he 来
请人帮他解释这个话语。
He posed the reward. Whoever can interpret that will receive the position of number three.
弟兄姊妹，大义理见台告诉他，你的礼物你自己留着。
And Daniel came in. He said, "Your gift, your reward, you keep it to yourself."
全国第三算得了什么
？I don't care so much that high position.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做真认识神。
But in sister, Daniel is a man who knew his God.
但是他能够指着这个王责备他。
And he.Had the courage to rebuke that king.
神给你这么多尊贵荣耀，你不知道降卑在他的面前。
How much honor and glory God has given to you, yet you do not know how to humble yourself.
你不知道尊重那位掌管你生命气息行动的那位神。
You do not how to give glory to the one who rule over everything you have.
但耶稣说，我告诉你上面写什么。
Let me tell you what is written there.
在神的天平上一称，显出了你的亏欠，所以你的年数到此为止。
On the scale, it just exposed that what you have fallen short. So today, your kingdom is over.
弟兄姊妹，当夜巴比伦帝国就解决了哈。当夜
at that very night, Babylonian kingdom fall.
大力乌王起来取而代之。
And Darius king, and then took it over.
你不要说一个人。连一国的君王，连整个帝国，整个人类的历史，都在至高者的手中。
Don't say just one man's destiny, even a kingdom, the whole history of human, it's all in the hand of the Almighty God.
弟兄姊妹啊，要知道我们所信的是谁。
What and sister, we need to know whom we believe.
当我们真知道所信的是谁的时候
，When we truly know the one we believe.
归耶和华为圣，不仅仅是理所当然的一件事情。
Holiness unto the Lord is not only the most natural thing.
你会觉得那是何等荣耀的一件事情。
You will discover it's such a glorious call.
所以我们今年主题讲到归耶和华为圣。
So this year, when we talk about this topic,
我们第一件事情就是希望帮助弟兄姊妹真认识神是至高的神，是至大的神，是至圣的神。
The first thing we want brother and sister to understand is this God is the most high.He's the greatest, the awesome God.
当我们真这样子认识他的时候，我们的生活一定不一样。
When we truly know Him as this way, our life will be different.
1988年四月份的时候，台湾有一个很盛大的事情。好，如果你们回去看网络上，可能都会查到的。
1988 in Taiwan, there's a big event there.
这个出动了副总统、行政院长、立法院长、考试院长、监察院长。跑到机场去迎接
All the cabinets, they went to the airport.
副总统是后来献祭。
Even vice president, they went to the airport to welcome someone.
去欢迎谁你知道吗
You know whom they're welcoming?
去迎接佛牙。
To welcome a quote-unquote Buddha's tooth.
就一颗牙齿而已。
One tooth.
就为了那一颗牙齿。
For that particular tooth.
出动了几万个人。
Tens of thousands of people went.
政府这么高的首长亲自到机场去迎接他。
Even the high officials in Taiwan, they did that.
你可以看得到马路上万人空巷欢迎他。
And you see people, the crowds on the street just welcome that.
你看那妇女穿的白色衬衫、黑色长裙，整个是五体投地。他们是用布法接足，就是整个黑头发撒在地上。来欢迎他。
And many women, they just prostrate on the street and use their hair actually as a carpet for to welcome that tooth.
我们会稀奇，为什么他们会这么敬虔
？We would be amazed why these people they're so religious.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在。活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们在主内分享彼此的见证好吗如果你需要我们为你祷告也请留言我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命